Well, hello there. I am stoked that you're joining me today. Just before we start this episode, and all my episodes are sponsored by the Path 200K 5-Day Free Challenge. Considering the significance of these topics that we are discussing, to turn your glimmer of an idea into a six-figure successful cleaning business, the cleaning business of your dreams. To learn more, go to www.thecleaningcoach.co.uk. And all the links will be below this podcast. And just as a way of introduction, I'm Ilze Whiteman, the cleaning coach. I've run a successful six-figure cleaning business for 12 years, and I am now known as the cleaning coach, the creator of a book. I've got online courses, and I also have a membership to help cleaning business owners build six-figure businesses themselves, but the easy way. If you want to appear on my podcast or even on my YouTube channel with your questions or even just a really fun, interesting story or even a lesson that you want to share, please send me a DM. Let's get you on here and let's help others grow and live a better life, because I am obsessed with helping you live your best life. Today, we'll be discussing how do you go from self-employed to employed. So if you're interested at the moment and you have self-employed staff and you want to go to employ your staff because you've heard this is the best, then you have to listen to this podcast right to the end. So let's get stuck in to the three things that you need to know if you want to move your business forward from self-employed cleaners to cleaners. So firstly, just bloody congratulations for building your business and actually just deciding to do what you need to do right now just to take your business to the next level. And that is, I'm going to take on self-employed staff because that's what I'm going to do right now and best for me or for you in that specific time. So high five to you. Just high five. Just congratulate you just for making that decision and actually just acting on it and not sitting there doing nothing about it. Because there's a lot of guys out there, people that are so scared, they don't want to employ, they don't want to take that step, and then they end up doing nothing. And that's you. You need to keep on listening. I promise you now, if I can do this and I can help people in my membership do this, so can you. So guys, number one thing that you need to think about here is if you currently are self-employed and you want to go down the path of actually employing your staff, it is very easy because you're going to register as an employee and you're going to start looking for staff and you're just going to take more staff on. But with that in mind, remember, don't think you don't have the customers to cover for these new staff you're going to get now. And also don't think that the first person you're going to employ is going to be the employee. But the most important thing is to set this up in motion and get started. And then you're going to go and sift probably through about 10 people before you're going to find the right person. Now, I don't want this to scare you off. The most important thing I want you to think about is if I say to you, you're going to find somebody that's absolutely amazing. They turn up. They don't even need much training. They do amazing cleaning. They're a good employee. They make the customers feel amazing. They're just supporting your business. And you're just like, where did I find this person? I just love them. Like, we all have that one person, right? Especially in the beginning. But if I said to you, you're going to have to put a little bit of legwork and a little bit of effort in the beginning to get this person, would you go through 10 people to be able to get this one person? Is it going to be worth that? Of course it is, right? I'm going to find this employee and not have the customers, because customers you can always find very easily, okay? You can find them very easily and higher paying ones. This is exactly what I teach, and I teach the easy methods because it's just mind-blowing how people make it hard for themselves. And that's because they don't know. They don't know. I want you to stop struggling, okay? I'm going to reveal everything because I want you to get to that next stage. And I want you just to know that you can do this very easily, right? But don't be afraid of that next step, because the minute you employ, you get your first employee, and then you're going to be like, huh, that was easy as hell. Now the next thing I need to learn. But everything you knew you need to learn is going to be hard right now, okay? So bear with me. Number two that you need to remember is you're now in the situation where you can't really tell these self-employed people what to do in a certain sense. You don't have control over them. But the first thing you need to do, well, the first thing I hope you now have in place is a contract for your customers, at least, not to take on your staff members. So it's a finder's fee. They have to pay you extra money if they want to take over your cleaner. That should be in place before you have anybody work for you or any self-employed people working for you. So make sure that's in place, please. But if you're now going to go to the next route and you want to employ your people, obviously you're not going to tell your self-employed people just yet. And I don't want you to see this as cheating in a way. You're reconfiguring your business, right? You're just scaling up. Your business was operating at level 2, but we want our business to operate at level 4. What does that mean? We're going to step up a little bit. We're going to go, right, I'm ready for this. I know this is going to be challenging for me, but I need to take that one step to step three. Then I'm going to take another step to step four because this is what I need to be, because I need to make a profit. You need to ask yourself how happy your bank account are with you these days. Okay, let's sort that bank account out, because your bank account is not be all end all, and money doesn't make you happy. But wouldn't it be nice to turn up in a limo sorting out your problems? Make sure your customers are aware of the transition, in a sense of making your customers feel reassured throughout this process, because it's still change, and therefore your customers need to know you've got their back, right? They already love you, and you've probably got these customers, you know, that don't want anybody else, they just want you, right? We've all got those. But I want you to go through a transition just to say, this is something I'm looking forward to doing. And just to warn them, you're telling them, guys, you're not asking for bloody permission. Please don't ask for permission. And if they don't want you to do this, then they're not your customer. But I'll teach all of this in my course. However, what I want you to know is, if you're going to go through this transition, I want you to know, for one, is your words, what you advertise, is very important. Right? How you do this process is very important. If you want your staff actually apply, decent quality staff apply to your to work for you and to actually be interested in your ad, it needs to be different. It needs to stand out. There's 10 million ads out there. What are you offering as a cleaning business, right? And I don't want this to make you feel overwhelmed either, because all of this can change, like, literally in one lesson. What do you offer them for them to work for you? Because this one thing I want you to, that I cover in my 5-day challenge, is this one thing I want you to remember, is your competition here is supermarkets, Lidl's and Tesco's and Sainsbury's and these places that offer quite a lot of money and a lot of benefits for sitting on the bums, not doing much, not working very hard. So what can you offer, right, to make that difference? What do these people really want? Do they really just want the money? Because I can tell you now, a quality cleaner, it's not just after the money, but they're going to want to be rewarded. So the third most important thing, guys, you need to do is make sure you earn enough money first so you can get quality staff members. Do not, please, do not just think, I can't afford to get staff. I can't afford. You need to sort out your finances first. And this is why in the day one of my challenge, I talk about mindset shift, and the number one mindset shift that you need to think about pricing. I will also be covering that in a podcast, but I want you to today just to know that you need to make sure you earn enough first so you can afford decent staff. If you're thinking, so saying to yourself, I can't afford it, you're leaving yourself short and you don't have the income because you're not making the profit yourself first, you are going to struggle. This is going to be, you're going to be stuck here. You're going to be in this between 1 and 5 staff, 1 star, then 6, and then back to 2, and then 3, and then 7, and then, oh, back to 2. You're going to be in this cycle if you don't earn enough to support your business, to support employing. And I don't mean worrying about all the mileage costs and everything else that's included. I'm not even going to worry about that. We're not even going to discuss that. What we're going to discuss is you making enough money before you start doing this so you can get quality staff members, so it doesn't feel so hard, because you're probably afraid, because everybody says there's no such thing as quality cleaners out there. Really? You only hear the people that do it wrong say that. The people that are successful in the cleaning business, owners, the same as I did, right? You never hear them complain because they know what they have to do to get the quality staff members. Okay? So, a little bit of advice today. Be brave. Put your big girl's knickers on, right? Titivation. Get your chest up. Just put your posture right. Put your posture backwards. And have this attitude of, I can and I will, right? You are what you think. If you're thinking this is hard, I'm not going to do it, it's not going to happen. All your excuses are going to stop you. I want you to have this attitude of, like, fire, because you deserve this. You deserve this opportunity to make your life different to what it is now, to design your life, to design your business. And guys, this opportunity is amazing. And I want you to be grateful for it. I want you to be grateful for this awesome opportunity that you have today. Today is an awesome day to be alive, right? Be proud of yourself. Go out there and employ, and come and join my 5-day challenge. Seriously. Just come and do the 5-day challenge. You will change your mindset about everything, and it will really help you on your journey. I've really made this challenge, and I'm sharing all my secrets in there, and I'm giving you everything because I really want to help you change your future. I want to help you design your future, right? The financial one, where you're literally, you can work whenever you want. You have quality staff members. You can earn money while you sleep. You can go on luxury holidays. You can fly first class anywhere you want. You know, your family will be proud of you. Right? You'll be proud of yourself for actually taking that step and doing that. So guys, that's for today's podcast. And I really want to see you in the 5-day challenge. The link is down below my website, and the 5-day challenge link is down below. Come and join me. Remember though, if you do sign up for the 5-day challenge, you have to come and join the group, because the challenge happens live in the group, guys. And I can't wait to see you in my challenge. It starts in 3 weeks' time. So exciting. See you there. Have an absolutely awesome day. And I want you now to repeat, just say to yourself, I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm awesome. And I want you to be grateful for you, the fact that you have this opportunity to start your own business. I don't care what's going wrong in your life or what is shit about your life right now. Be grateful for yourself and for this opportunity. As always, guys, with a lot of love coming your way, Ilze, the cleaning coach. See you next week. Thank you very much for joining me today. I really and truly appreciate it. Remember to add this podcast as a favorite, just to let iTunes know that you love this and I am actually helping and adding value to your life. I want you to know that you can do anything you set your mind to do. You are worth it and you are enough. All you need is someone to guide you with the right steps in the right direction. So I want you to get excited about your journey of building a super successful cleaning business. And I will be stoked to help you on that journey. I truly and utterly mean this. I love you and I wish you the best of success. I want you to go and look in the mirror now and say, I am enough. I am going to do this. I am worth it. And go and kick some ass. I'll see you in the next episode, guys.